This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. We are coming to you live from the JPR Reading Studios right next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading for today's live session. Joining me in the Reading Studios is Keb Moe. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I am very well. Thank you for stopping by and doing this with us today. Keb Moe, these days you are living in Nashville, correct?
I do. You heard.
But originally from Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
An LA guy. So how does a guy in LA become so well-versed in Delta blues music?
Well, I'm probably not as well-versed as people think I am.
Yeah?
You know, they believe I'm very well-versed. I mean, I know a little bit about it. There are people that are more well-versed than I am, so I don't really go around saying like I'm like the ultimate authority. But I allowed myself to be influenced, allowed myself to be informed by the Delta blues.
When you were young, were you listening to a lot of this stuff? Was it being played in your household, or where did you come across it?
Not the old time Delta blues. It was more like 60s Chicago blues. It was being played in my houses of people in my family. Not necessarily in my house, but you know, in those Sunday social things, when you go to other people's house, they were playing it.
Yeah. We know you so well from this wonderful finger-picking guitar stuff, but guitar was like your third instrument. You were like a steel drum player early on, right?
Yeah, I did play steel drums before I played guitar. Thanks for reminding me of that. And the first was the trumpet. And they were so close in proximity. We're talking about a year and a half period. So we're not talking about a long period where I was like way into the trumpet and way into the...
So you were just trying them out.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it was like I went to school and the school program had an instrument program and they put me on the trumpet. And that's where I started, trying to figure out where I belonged, you know, and... So then the steel drums came as a result of moving to a neighborhood that had a steel band in it, and I was able to join it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you know when you first got a guitar in your hands that that was going to be it? That was going to be the thing for you?
No, I had no idea.
Really?
I didn't know music was going to be the thing for me. I was just fooling around with music, just kind of just to play, and I wasn't thinking I'm going to do this for a living. I'm going to go out. I had no idea you could do it for a living. The only people I saw getting paid were the piano player and the organ player in church, and I didn't even know they were getting paid. I thought they were just there because they loved the Lord.
What did you think you were going to end up doing?
I thought I'd have a job somewhere, and I'd get a house and get married and have some kids and work out at the probably at the aircraft, you know, making Douglas Aircraft plant, making, you know, like everybody else.
Well, you did end up getting a job making music. You did end up getting a house and you got married. Kids?
Yeah.
So it's kind of all worked out the way you thought. Just a little bit different path to get there.
I didn't
get
the job. And I found out early on that I really was not good at jobs. I'm not good at authority. I'm not real good at people telling me, like, you need to do this right now and I need this right now. I was like, oh, no, you don't. I mean, it's just in me. I can't explain it.
You know? Well, what you are good at is making music and making people smile, and we are really thrilled that you've joined us here in our studio today. Keb Moe is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record, which will be due out very shortly, I think mid-April is when the release date is called Keb Moe Live, That Hot Pink Blues Album. Information on the disc at kebmoe.com. What would you like to play first for us today?
Well, I just played this song. On the way over here, I heard Colin Linden on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And we wrote this song together. So he's a good friend of mine, so he's got a new album out, so I just thought I'd play the song we wrote together that's on this record, and it's all live music from the shows of 2015. This is called Life is Beautiful. Let's go drifting through the trees, and let's go sailing on the sea. Let's go dancing on the juke joint floor and leave our troubles all behind. Have a party so easily forgotten. Most important thing, like the melody in the moonlight in your eyes, and a song that lasts forever and keeps on getting better all the time. And life is beautiful, life is wondrous, and every star above is shining just for us. Life is beautiful on a stormy night somewhere in the world. The sun is shining bright, and I get crazy, so afraid I might lose you one fine day, and I'll be nothing but a tired old man. I don't want to be without you at the party, so easily forgotten on the most important thing. Like I love you, I do, and I want to spend my days and nights walking through this crazy world with you. You know, life is beautiful, life is wondrous, and every star above is shining just for us. Life is beautiful on a stormy night somewhere in the world. The sun is shining, where you know it's shining, shining bright.
Keb Mo live today on Jefferson Public Radio, coming out of our Reading studios. Keb Mo is in concert tonight at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Information at cascadetheater.org. Monday night, the Tower Theater in Bend. Tuesday night in Eugene at the Jaquit Concert Hall. And a brand new record on the way, including that tune, which was recorded at a hometown show in Nashville. Life is beautiful. It's called That Hot Pink Blues Album. KebMo.com.
I want to be clear. It's a new album, but it's not new material. It's a live album.
I was going to ask you about this. Do you consider it a greatest hits collection or a favorites collection? Or
it's the Hot Pink Blues album.
That's it, huh?
This is what it is. It's just the way it came about is we were recording all the shows throughout 2015, and when we got home, we said, "Well, let's go through them and see what we got." And we went through and looked at, well, there's a couple of things in there, pretty nice. So we started messing around with them, and next thing you know, we got a double CD and double vinyl album out. So it's kind of a great, it's a representation of the last 20 years of music out, you know, in a live version. So there's no hits on it. I can't call it the greatest hits.
Sure you can.
Well, they're hits. Yeah, I guess they were popular songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best of.
So in a way, Keb Mo was sort of born in about 1994, right? So we're about 20 years into the era of Keb Mo recordings and performances.
Yes, yes.
When the first record came out, when the debut Keb Mo record came out, you had already been making music for a really long time. All sorts of, you had a gold record back in the 70s for songwriting, right? Like a Jefferson Airplane song?
Yeah.
So what was going on for 20 years before the Keb Mo that we all know?
Well, I was, Kevin Moore was born in 1951. Keb Mo was born in 1994.
Okay.
So before that, Kevin Moore was just knocking around, playing in bands. I was playing with Papa John Creech for several years. I had played with Denise Williams. I played with The Taste of Honey. I'd done various recording sessions and various like club dates, after hours, plays, tours, and whatnot. You know, so I basically, after making my first record in 1980 called Kevin Moore, Rainmaker record, I just kind of lost my nerve, I guess, and I just went under and started all over again.
What caused the pause or the reset?
Well, I figured getting a record deal, and it was a nice record deal, and the record not going anywhere, I figured, well, I guess I've been around 20 years now. At that point, it was 12, and I'd had every opportunity to become successful in all levels, and I had not become successful. So I figured, well, maybe this is a sign that this is not for me. I need to, like, get out while I still got some life left.
Hmm.
But of course, I did the foolish thing. I kept going.
So the sound of Keb Mo, of that first record, the first couple of records, in fact, that we know so well, was this the kind of music that you had been making yourself at home, or was this you identifying a style and a direction and a niche where, like, nobody was in that niche right at the moment? Because it coincided with the record label kind of revamping their traditional, right? It was sort of like the throwback, and it coincided perfectly with the sound that you came out with.
Yeah, it did. It was kind of a perfect storm of me reinventing myself.
Yeah.
Or actually not reinventing myself, but like going into my true self, actually. The other one was kind of a fake job. It was a Hollywood number of trying to do what was popular and do what was hip and cool rather than just going into the soul. And so that experience actually forced me to go within and to, rather than try to do the LA shuffle, so to speak. And
well, it's interesting that you'd say that, because then Keb Mo, which is the, I guess, persona, the stage name, is more accurately Kevin Moore than Kevin Moore was when you were making music?
Yes.
That's kind of interesting. Keb Mo is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record due out in about a month is called Keb Mo Live, that hot pink blues album, and it is indeed hot pink. KebMo.com is the website for information on the disc. Will you play us another?
Sure. I'm playing some songs now, and I'm playing with my band, and I don't want to be clear. I don't want to give people the fret, the impression that I'm playing a solo gig tonight, because a lot of times... I'll play this song now from my latest record called Blues Americana. And this is a song off of that. Sounds very different on the record, but the song is the same. I woke up this morning, wrong side of the bed. Am I having that night? Feeling it in my head, Lord have mercy. They ain't even begun. Well, I got a bad, bad feeling that the worst is yet to come. Didn't get no breakfast, didn't get no lunch, but I did get 2 weeks' notice. They're gonna close the factory up, Lord have mercy. They ain't even done. Got a bad, bad feeling that the worst is yet to come. Riding in my car, heading on down the road. Looked in the rearview mirror, nothing but a trail of black smoke. Lord have mercy. Even done. You know I got a bad, bad feeling that the worst is yet to come. Well, the sun keeps on shining just like it should. When I take a look around me, guess I'm doing pretty good. Got back to my house, I opened up the door. She took everything I had, and the dog took her on the floor. Lord have mercy. What have I done, yeah? No, I got a bad, bad feeling that the worst is yet. The worst is yet to come. Gotta watch my back. No telling what's coming. You know I got a bad, bad feeling that the worst is yet to come. Yeah.
That is Keb Mo live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Another of the tunes that you can find on the new record due out soon, Keb Mo Live, that hot pink blues album. And, you know, we've actually already, We've already stickered that one up on the record to make sure we don't play it. I appreciate you self-editing here live on the radio today.
I'm not going to throw you under the bus, no way.
Proceeds from this new record are going to benefit an organization called Playing for Change. A number of years ago, we had Titi Tsira, Mermans Kankuzenki, Jason Tonga, and Muhammad Alidu in our studio for a live session. You have worked with this group for a while. Tell me a little bit about what it is and how you got involved with Playing for Change.
Well, it started in early 2000s. Yeah. When Mark Johnson was engineering my record. He was an engineer on like three of my records. And he was my engineer. And he had this idea about going out on the promenade and just around recording people and having them play together, different, you know, people playing on the streets and so. And he wanted to be a nonprofit, you know, playing for change, you know, like that kind of thing. I start performing on the videos and after the, you know, the fact, and I became a participant in it, you know, and got really close to it, and I love what Mark stands for, what he's all he's doing. So I've just been a big fan and a supporter of the cause ever since then. They do a lot of things, build schools all around the world, like music schools, and they help people in villages with like things like water and you know, I guess, you know, helping young women to, you know, learn how to, it's just all kind of like really cool stuff that they do.
The studio recordings do a remarkable job of showing how people from all over the globe can participate in a common language of music. Mm-hmm. And those studio albums, were they made with a bunch of different musicians in a studio at the same time, or were they made piecemeal one track at a time with people all over the globe?
No, he records it on the street.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's no studio.
So, no studio ever?
No studio. He does it all on the street.
Yeah, those live, are really cool.
Live. I went over to his house and I did one in his backyard. And he's starting, you know.
That's cool.
It's all outside because this has the best acoustics outside.
You have also been nominated to the President's Committee on Arts and Humanities. Congratulations on that. What does it entail? Do you get a badge to wear or a sash of some sort?
No, you just have to do stuff.
Well, like what? What do you do?
Well, I'm actually on the First Lady's Turner. It's called the Turnaround Arts Program.
So a lot of speaking engagements and things and demonstrations?
Several artists, we adopt a school. We each adopt a school. And we go in and we like, you know, interact with the school.
Cool.
Mine's the James Weldon Johnson School in Chicago. James Weldon Johnson wrote the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And so I go there.
Yeah.
You know, and hang out. And so it's a pretty cool thing. It just started. I just got involved with it. And I brought, you know, Playing for Change in there too, on to help too, so they got involved in it as well, and so that's what I do.
Mm. You know, earlier you were mentioning the songs on this upcoming record being favorites, maybe not hits, but hits in a way.
Known songs.
All right, so along the lines of known songs, one of your most recent known songs is "I See Love," which was for folks that never made the connection that it is indeed Keb Moe singing the song. It was the theme song for Mike and Molly television show on CBS.
Yeah.
That has done pretty well. I mean, the series has now since been canceled, I think, right?
It's in its last year now.
But that's...
It had a great run, though.
It's pretty good exposure for a Keb Moe song.
Yeah, it's good. Even though they only use the end of it. But people don't know, but it goes like, it's kind of like a layer. Like a brand new place. I was so damn close. If it was a snake, it would have bit me, crawling right under my nose. Baby, I must admit it, but now I really get it. Now you got me singing la la ba dee da, la la ba dee da. How could I have been so blind? Now you got me singing la la ba dee da. Oh, baby, la la ba dee da. For the first time in my life, I see love. I see love. Little shit. Piece of it.
45 seconds of your best work, right? Just for a television intro theme.
It's 15 seconds.
Is that all they use?
They're 15 seconds.
Oh, man.
But man, it's all right.
Well, the new record is a look back at songs from your career. Are you also working on some new material for an upcoming record to follow up Blues Americana?
Yeah, so I'm working on a project. It's a big secret.
Oh.
Not
anymore.
It's about to not be a big secret, but I'm almost putting the finishing touches on a record with Taj Mahal and myself.
Are you kidding? Really?
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do.
Oh, where does the line start for that one? Because we'll be in it.
Yeah, so we got a record done, and we've been working on it for the last year plus.
Fantastic. And Looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. We're really excited about it. We hope some other people will be excited about it.
I think they will be. Keb Mo is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record coming up is the live one, that Hot Pink Blues album, KebMo.com for information. Well, 3 Grammy Awards, another 8 nominations, and a tractor trailer full of other blues awards. Congratulations on a tremendous career thus far. And thank you very much for being our guest. Will you play us one more tune?
Oh, I appreciate you having me. Yeah, I'll play a silly song. When I first laid eyes on you, I swore I'd do anything. Let you clean me up, fix me up, just to get you to wear my wedding ring. Now I'm having second thoughts and writing you this letter. Scared to tell you to your face, I'd like to owe me better. I'd like to owe me better. I was a lot more fun. I'd like to owe me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, did whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. You made me a brand new man, but I'd like to owe me better. Yeah. I've got to say it ain't that bad, and I appreciate your work. I don't drink as much, don't swear as much, even made me go to church. But I ain't done much talking since the day we got together. But I'm a different man because of you, but I like to owe me better. I like to owe me better. I was a lot more fun. I like to owe me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day and I'd party all night. Do whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. You made me a brand new man. I'd like to owe me better. No doubt about it. You're the only one, and I know you really love the man that I become, but I'd like to owe me better. If it was a lot more fun, I'd like to owe me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, did whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. You made me a brand new man, but I'd like to owe me better. I've got to say that you're the only one that I've ever loved. You and I, we're a good fit. We're like a hand in glove. But now I'm sitting here looking back, wearing this stupid sweater. Truth be told, I got to say, I like to owe me better. I like to owe me better. Was a lot more fun. I like to owe me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, did whatever I wanted. If I liked, you made me a brand new man. But I like to owe me better.
That is Keb Mo live today on Jefferson Public Radio, coming to you from the Reading Studios. The new record due out in about a month is called Keb Mo Live, that Hot Pink Blues album. Information at KebMo.com. Keb Mo, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.